Adam.
He lived in Adam?
I mean, what about
living... You live there?
No, I'm not living in Dham now, but I'm asking about living in Dham, in union with Dham, or at my own hometown and live in separation from Dham. Because sometimes I think if I go to live in the holy Dham prematurely, then I may take it for granted and I may not fully understand the value of Dham. So
what's right now, question?
My question is, Maharaj, sometimes I feel I should go to Dham, but when I come to the
Dham... Like material economy. Should I stay married? Should I take sannyas? Should I stay married? No, Dhyuravikalpa. Dhyuravikalpa. It's fighting with the mind. Sankalpa, vikalpa. Sankalpa means to accept, and vikalpa means to reject.
Right.
So Dhyuravikalpa means to fight with rejection, or, well... You know, I don't know, I'm doing this bhakti, but you know, should we renounce? Should we be like Sisko Swami's? I should, this family, two kids, you know, it's too much. I should just go to Vrindavan and be like Sisko Swami's. No, but I'm not kind of agitated. I'm not really ready to live without ladies. But it's so hard. So you're saying, I don't know whether I should live in Vrindavan or not live in Vrindavan. So it's a version of Madhurya Kadamani's. Anishtita bhakti. There's bhajan kriya, then nartha nivritti, and then nishta, ruchi. So there's nishta and anishta, lack of conviction, lack of steadiness, lack of determination. So if one is convinced about the mahima, dham mahima, if one is convinced about the glories of Vrajavas and how it's one of the five most important limbs of devotion, and that just by living here, you get Hari Bhakti just by living here. And if you die here, you automatically get liberated. And none of those statements apply to living anywhere else. By living outside of Vrindavan, you don't automatically get Hari Bhakti. And by dying anywhere outside of Vrindavan, you don't get liberated at all. There's many, many unique and special features of Brajavas. Aside from the fact that you get 100, sometimes it says 1,000 times the benefit for whatever good things you do. You take a snan, you know, you don't do much, but whatever you do, you get 1,000 times the benefit. Oh, I only put $5 in the bank, but this bank is giving 1,000% interest. Oh, but I put $5,000 in that bank. How much interest? 10%. Well, good luck. So, there's no question of living in a Dham or not living in a Dham. If you can live in the Dham for one day or many days or as long as you can, like you don't, we all need, I don't need anymore, I'm an Indian citizen since 1994, but we maybe need visas and all these things, we come and go. But you're born here, your visa is your birth, you don't need to worry about that, but you have other problems to worry about. So it's a matter of attachment to Vrindavan means attachment to Krishna.
Right.
So if you say, I don't know whether I'm attached to Vrindavan or not, means another way to say is, I don't know if I'm attached to Krishna or not. Yeah. Krishna is not in Delhi. Krishna is in Radhakund, Nandagram, Barsana, Yavat, Vamshivat, and Chandrasarovara, Pavansarovara. He's here. And in so many Puranas, it talks about the glories of Dhammahatmyam, of various Dhammas. But in general, at least I know about Vrindavan Dham and also a little bit about other the three Dhams, Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But it says that in a Dham, in a Chaturmasya, and especially Kartik, all the holy tirthas of India come and live here in Vrindavan. Kartik and or, of course, Kartik is part of Chaturmasya. I think it's Chaturmasya. They all come and stay in Vrindavan during Chaturmasya. All the devis, all Saraswati and Arundhati and Durga, they all come and they enter the forms of different latas, flowering creepers, Madhavis and Malavi. You know, Madhavi, I have Madhavi here. And the devas, Indra, all Surya, Chandra, all the devas come and take the form of trees. Kadamba, Palasha, Banyan, Tamal, all these trees, Neem, they're all great sages that come here to do bhajan. They're in Chaturmasya.
Sometimes Maharaj, they said that if you cannot physically live in holy dham.
No, that's first. It's just like if you can't. Here's how it works. Can you physically remember a woman you've never met and never seen and never talked to?
No.
But if you were married to some lady for many, many years, and somehow she died after 10 years of marriage. So obviously she's your wife, you're very close. So when you're not with her, you're separated her due to death, then you'll be able to remember her, yeah? Easily. Maybe you can't forget her day and night. So how can you remember Vrindavan if you never lived here? They say, oh, if you can't... Rupa Goswami is saying, live in Vrindavan, Brajavas, Brajavas. He doesn't give an option. He doesn't say in Nectar Devotion, which is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami Pad, he talks twice, he mentions twice in the 64 limbs of devotion about living in Vrindavan. Mathura Vasastale, Mathura Mandala Vasastale. You should live in Vrindavan, associate with sadhus, worship the deity, hear Bhagavatam and chanterate Krishna. In other words, do bhajan with advanced devotee association in Vrindavan. That's it. Doesn't say Navadvip, doesn't say Puri. It says Vrindavan. All the six Goswamis came here. Most of the acharyas, they came here. Some came and went back to Navadvip, but were in Navadvip, they also spent lots of time here. But then Jiva Goswami says, somehow if you're crazy or you're unfortunate, then you have to live outside of Vrindavan because you're unfortunate. Mm-hmm. One should think, I am unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I'm very unfortunate. Now he's praying, I was praying, I wish I was Indian. I could just live in Vrindavan, no problem. No visas, no travel. I just could live there. So you don't. The biggest problem Western devotees have is being Westerner. Visas, then you go there. No, this year no application. No, we don't. India is not letting anybody come from Japan. Or whatever, it becomes bad relation. Overnight, and okay, nobody in Japan come here. Or America, no, America's all gone crazy. We don't like it, no more. So they're finished. But Indians, you're 2 hours away, and then you don't come.
Said that.
And most Indians, they want to run to the West. So you meet any Western devotee, say, hey, give me your Indian birth certificate, take mine, you become Japanese, I'll stay in India, right? He'll trade anytime. You want to go to Japan? Because he wants to go, everyone wants to go, everyone wants to go to Japan, America, big country, rich country. So you take his, and then he knows Hindi already something, and then he's good. He just looks like he's from Manipur, Assam. He does our Assamese and speaks Hindi, and I'm born in Delhi, but I finished.
Sometimes it is said, Maharaj, that if we commit offenses in Vrindavan, then we will get more seriously, and in Navadvip.
Sometimes we've heard, Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned somewhere on the tape, that offenses in Vrindavan, you get 100 times reaction. But it's nowhere in the Shastras of the Goswamis.
Okay.
That's Prabhupada's feelings. Of course, obviously, you can look at this in different ways. But as far as Shastras say, I don't have the quote, but there are some places in Shastras that says anything good, any bhakti bhajan that one does in Braj Mandal, he gets 100 times the benefit, or maybe it's 1,000. Okay. That's in Shastra. Mm-hmm. And that's even quoted by the Goswamis.
Mm-hmm.
Not about reaction, and not about the Navadvip thing. The main problem, what I feel, probably is saying that you get 100 times reaction, because when you come to a place like Navadvip, well, not so much Navadvip, but especially Navadvip is so many Muslims, millions and millions of Muslims. Mm-hmm. Very few devotees.
Mm-hmm.
But Navadvip, mostly 90%, 95% of the population of Navadvip Mandal is Muslim. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And 5% are Hindu. Mm-hmm. You know this 5%? Of this 5%, 4.999% are Durga worshippers,
okay.
Shakta. Okay? They eat goats and fish and all that. Then 0.1% is Gaudiya.
Mm-hmm.
Very less. But you come to Braj Mandal, everyone's a devotee. Prabhupada says in himself in his purports. In Vrindavan, everyone's a devotee. He says the Brijvasis are on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti. It's in one purport. So when Prabhupada said if you come in Vrindavan and make offense, you get 100 times reaction. Because if you're going to make offense, you're going to make offense to a human being. Because I don't, you know, that's what it means. Or you can make also, but so you will offend someone living here, which you will offend a Brijvasi, which means you're doing Vaishnava Parad. Okay. And Vaishnava Parad is like unlimited reaction.
From that point of view.
Other offenses, you know, Didi Aparads and other offenses you can eliminate by doing Bhakti Bhajan and chanting Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. But when you offend a Vaishnava, there is no way out. There's no remedial measure. Unless the Vaishnava forgives you and you fall at their feet. So that's it, maybe what Prabhupada's saying. Navadvip, I don't know. Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya also takes offense. Devananda Pandit made offense. People say that, Navadvip is very merciful. Gauranga is very merciful. He's Karuna Avatar. And Nityananda is even more merciful. They save Jagai Madai. But if you make offenses, offense is an offense. You make an offense in the holy dham. Devananda Pandit offended Vrakreshwara Pandit. Or no, he offended Srivas Pandit. And he threw Srivas Pandit out of the assembly because he was crying in the Bhagavat recital. Lord Chaitanya took offense. So how is it? What's the backing of your statement? Navadvip doesn't take offense. That was in the island of Koladvip. Koladvip is one of the nine islands, Navadvip. And then Lord Chaitanya went, and Jagai Madai, they did Vaishnava Parad. So aparad means Vaishnava aparad. So if you go to Navadvip, make Vaishnava aparad, you get reaction.
Right.
Lord Chaitanya came to kill Madai. He raised his chakra. So if you make a Vaishnava aparad, then maybe the chakra will come and Nityananda won't come. In the Leela, Nityananda came and saved Madai. But you're not in the Leela. You're just living in Navadvip in 2016. Yeah. You offend a Vaishnava, the chakra may come and burn your tail. And the time may not come. So I don't accept the proposal that Gauranga, they don't take offenses.
Okay.